Alright folks, welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up fresh and hot just like your morning coffee. I'm Taylor Reed, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can feel tough as nails but is honestly the key to unlocking inner peace. Forgiveness. Not just forgiving others, though that's a big part of it, but learning to forgive ourselves too. We all mess up, right? So how do we let go of those negative thoughts and feelings that weigh us down like anchors? Alright, here are 5 nuggets of stoic wisdom to help you on your forgiveness journey. First things first, remember that holding onto anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than it hurts them. We're talking about emotional damage, folks. Holding onto those negative thoughts just keeps you stuck in a cycle of pain. Second, understanding that everyone makes mistakes, especially ourselves, can be game changer. We're human, we're flawed, and sometimes we screw things up. It's part of the deal. Recognize that people are doing their best with the tools they have, even if it doesn't always look good. Third, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past is like living in a time warp, it's not helping you move forward. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to what's happening right now. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Just gently guide your focus back to the present moment. Number 4, practice compassion. This doesn't mean letting things slide or condoning bad behavior, it means understanding that everyone is fighting their own battles. Imagine yourself in their shoes. What might be causing them to act the way they do? A little empathy can go a long way. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about releasing the burden of anger and resentment, not condoning the actions that caused it. When you forgive someone or even yourself, you're taking back your power. You're choosing to move forward with peace and clarity. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut because of something that happened in the past? Maybe a friend did something hurtful, or maybe you made a mistake that's been haunting you ever since. Let me tell you, I get it. I remember this one time when I completely bombed a presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my voice was cracking, the whole 9 yards. And then, to add insult to injury, I realized I had mixed up 2 crucial facts. It was a total disaster. For weeks after that, I kept replaying it in my head, beating myself up over every little mistake. It was like that presentation had taken on a life of its own, constantly reminding me of my failure. But then I started practicing what we talked about today. I acknowledged the situation, took responsibility for my part, and focused on learning from the experience. I even reached out to a colleague who had given me some great advice before the presentation. It felt amazing to connect with someone who understood what I was going through. And slowly but surely, those negative thoughts started to fade away. Remember, forgiveness isn't about condoning the past, it's about choosing to move forward with a clear mind and a lighter heart. It takes time and effort, but trust me, it's worth it. So take a deep breath, let go of those negative thoughts, and embrace the freedom that comes with forgiveness. Listen, you've got this. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about letting go of what no longer serves you. It's choosing to focus on the good, to build healthy relationships, and to create a life filled with joy and peace. Remember those 5 takeaways. Acknowledge, understand, focus, practice compassion, and gift yourself forgiveness. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with letting go of negative thoughts? What's one thing you're going to do today to practice forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, subscribe to Mental Fortitude Daily so you don't miss out on any more stoic wisdom served up fresh and hot. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep rocking that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.